So, good day. I'm happy to greet you to this meditation session together and to be here with all of you. And I love seeing the names and locations people are from that are in the chat, and those who don't see it, it's quite impressive from all over. So, one of the ways the Buddha characterized his own teachings, or his own teachings, is that he relies, his teachings rely on direct experience. They rely on his own direct experience. And that's in contrast to the people, the religious leaders on his time, who teachings were articles of faith. They took it on faith, that they received, you know, they received it from someplace else. They received it from the tradition, whatever tradition they came from, or from sacred texts. Or the teachings they had were based on what they liked, with their preferences. Or the teachings they had were based on what they had reasoned out for themselves, that which seemed logical to them, themselves. Or those which were based on intuition, some kind of intuitive knowing, or those that were based on one's own teacher. My teacher said this. And instead of those other sources of knowledge, the Buddha relied on what he could know directly. And that's what this Buddhism, the Buddha pointed to for each of us. And so this idea of sitting in meditation in the present moment is to place us with the in the place, in the location and time and place, and with a kind of attention that is connected or sees or is present for our direct experience. Direct experience of the body, direct experience of the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, and also the direct experience of what we can know that's unfolding, happening in the present, in the mind. And there's something about something we can see in the present moment directly that cannot be seen anywhere else. And that is what this practice is helping us to discover. We can know something for ourselves, see it for ourselves. And so this practice becomes a very fortunate practice in that it turns out that it's possible to really feel at home in the present moment direct experience. It's possible for that to be a place where our preoccupations with the past and the future, our ideas and fantasies and preferences and stories we tell ourselves that are some of them are quite painful, that all those recede into a kind of deep sense, simplicity of being, a contentment of being, here and now, not for its own sake, but rather it turns out this is the way of being that coincides with really being able to see things as they really are, to really connect, have direct experience. So perhaps those few words will maybe inspire you to be curious about what your connection to direct experience might be. What is your experience? And can that be a place where there's a simplicity of being? Not something you have to work out logically, not something you have to believe by faith, not something you have to have preferences for, liking or not liking, just something to be settled and breathing in the middle of it. So to assume a meditation posture, that is supportive for you of being attentive in the present moment. Generally, it means to have a posture that expresses some alertness. Even if you're laying down, there might be some way of adjusting your head, your chest, your spine, your arms, where there's some intentionality involved to be here and present. And to then also relax in this posture. Not to slump, but to relax the muscles which don't need to be tight. A kind of settling in. And so to take a few long and slow deep breaths. Relaxing as you exhale. And letting your breathing return to normal. But to feel that breathing from the inside out. To be aware of the body's own experience of breathing. And here's where direct experience comes into play. You don't have to be concerned with your preferences for how breathing is like, or the tradition of how it's supposed to be, or some logic of reasoning you've worked out about how you're supposed to breathe. It's enough just to be familiar with the breathing as it is. Perhaps as you exhale, to relax into the body breathing, especially on the exhale, relaxing into the breathing body. And whatever occurs as you're meditating now, how do you know it as a direct experience, as the immediate experience of now? Direct experience doesn't need any thinking about the experience. It's just a knowing, a mindfulness. Almost a silent awareness of what is happening now. In the body as you're breathing. In the ears as you hear. In the eyes as you see. In the mind as there's mental activity. As you think, the content of your thoughts are not important. But the direct experience of thinking can be known. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, the ability to prioritize the direct experience we have can give us a very different relationship to other people than if we experienced other people through our judgments, our bias, our projections, the colored glasses we wear, the cobwebs through which we see. And to clear away much of the distortions or assumptions or bias in which we see people, and to be present simply, fully, with the direct experience of another person is a way of sharing in the humanity of our lives. It's a way in which hopefully what's deep inside of us can sense what's deep inside of another. Their humanity, their suffering, their joys, their fundamental value as a living and breathing human being. And may it be that this practice of meditation helps us to see others in new ways, in ways where we feel and sense and share our common humanity. That form of direct experience where it's easier and cleaner for there to be goodwill and generosity, kindness towards others, care. And may this direct experience of this life inspire us to live for the welfare and happiness of others in whatever way is appropriate for each individual. May this practice we do together support the happiness of others, provide people with greater senses of safety, of peace, and open the doors to freedom. May all beings be well and happy.